Well, for me, as a feminist, as an activist, this is a very important period for all of the work that women have been doing, but for all of the issues of gender-based violence, whether in quote-unquote peacetime or during conflict. I think it's very important now for us, now more than ever before, for us to raise our voices and to raise the issue of gender-based violence.
Do you think, in your opinion, this issue of gender-based violence is taken seriously in most parts of Africa?
Well, one of the things that I've come to realize is that when it is expedient politically, then people put it up there. So, for example, in many spaces in Africa, when it's election time, when they want the women's vote and people talk about it, or when they're going to major conferences where donors' funding is tied to some of these issues, then people talk about it. So it is a political, if I may say, a political decoration for many governments. But for the women who are impacted by these crises all over, it is life insurance. It is what they live for. So on our continent, you see more and more women are advocating and raising the issue. They are not stopping, even where there are no funds to do this work. It's like a daily thing, because that's the only thing they can do to safeguard themselves and the girls that will come after them. So it's still a huge issue for us as women on the continent, and we're hopeful, I'm hopeful that one day it will not just be the political game, but the politics will be action will follow some of the political talk.
See, as you mentioned, violence against women and girls remains the most pervasive human rights violation around the world, in fact, not only in Africa. What more ought to be done to make this issue be handled properly?
Well, you see, right now, when you look at from the level of the UN, AU, ECOWAS, in my case, they have all of these policy papers that talk about violence against women being horrible. I think what is important right now is for us to take all of those policy documents and turn them into actionable agenda, followed by funding and followed by measures that are no longer about impunity. So we need to take it from the paper. It's very good for us to continue to celebrate 16 days of activism, but I dream of the days when 16 days will be 16 days of chatting some of the gains that we've made instead of consistently talking about the challenges that we continue to face. Basically, the only thing I will add is that, like everyone has said before, over and again, women's rights are human rights, but it's very important to note that for any community, any society, any nation to do well, the women must be doing well. And I think 16 days is not enough. 365 days, women's rights issue should be at the front of every national agenda.